This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. With us in the studio, not just any studio, first off, these are the Napa Auto Parts Studios being broadcast worldwide right now in the... That internet thing is really amazing. You can look at the six camera shoot as it happens. Oh, look at that. There's a lot more hair in this room right now. It's on the head of J. Patrick Godwin.
Stand by for hair color.
Slam number one.
Hair color jokes this coming is, in three.
This
two.
Is not a slam. I see that you were.
Is that Godwin or Wayne
Elvis,
Newton?
Elvis left you in his will, and you got the hair dye.
He had blonde hair. Yeah, he dyed it dark brown.
You know, my favorite one though was the there was a tanker truck in the. You said
that
there was a tanker
funny.
Truck in the parking lot full of Pat's hair dye.
Last time, your hair looks nice.
Thank you very much.
looks good on you.
Thanks to L'Oreal. Medium hash brown 6A.
Medium hash brown?
Medium hash brown, yeah. Medium hash brown.
Oh, medium hash brown.
Oh, hash brown, not hash brown.
That's yeah, way,
hash
that, that way
hash
you...
brown would be kind of brownish over here, blondish over there.
Scattered and smothered in the side, couple onions.
Don't okay. Ketchup on your head.
Thank you very much. Now, also in the studio, we have the lovely Jessica Alsman.
Hello.
And you don't have to dye your hair that beautiful brown.
No.
How about your eyes? You dye them that beautiful blue? How'd that work out?
I was born this way.
Oh.
They're go very on. Nice.
Tom is.
Keep going because we're in trouble during
got,
the break.
Tom's got looking at that picture.
Total game.
Yes, he's looking at that picture of that giant super soaker.
I was.
I can't get over this thing.
It was ridiculous.
Now, this guy.
Do not Google super soaker.
Now, the story
well,
is.
Trust me on this one.
Oh, is it a porn thing?
Well, Tom, I made the mistake of looking it up, and yeah, you can get Super Soakers 1 through 9. Oh, looks God. Like here.
No, here's the story. This guy's
oh,
name is
Soaker.
Mark Rober. He built the world's largest Nerf gun.
Number 3 is an all MILF.
2 years ago. All right.
He spent the last year
constructing a 7-foot long Super Soaker logo and everything. This water gun, it says, can be pressurized to 2,400. PSI, it produces a stream of water that will shatter windows and cut through a watermelon. So this guy, he's also done, what did he made a giant...
He made a giant Nerf dart gun. He put together the world's largest Nerf gun. The 40-mile-per-hour darts it shot.
Well, Nerf darts?
Do not hold a candle to the destructive power of the 7-foot-long water pistol that he's got out now.
Yeah.
He's like the coolest dad sounds, ever.
That could break the skin.
Well, wait till next year when his wife finds out he's making a 7-foot vibrator.
If you,
she'll take this seriously. You get the Astro Glide.
Yeah. Oh, there's you go online. He has provided a list of parts and directions on how to put your own 7-foot-long super soaker together.
It's great. It's very, very cool. Now, once again in the studio, man with a guitar. Maybe do you have a guitar?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, there always. Okay.
Oh, hey, that's how I express myself.
Here's one, Josh. DVDA Super Soaker.
Oh yeah.
Josh was saying some of the titles during the break. I don't want to rat him out or anything.
Yeah. Okay. I had to get these guys to calm down. Let's move forward.
Part
here.
Two has a bonus scene. I don't know what that is.
A bonus scene. B-O-N-E-U-S.
I'm gonna have to take away.
Oh my God. Would her name stop? Must be Niagara. I don't know.
What am I doing on that?
Well, let's just move on now. Patty G, you're here. You've got some new songs for us, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, let's get right to it.
Oh,
get
that okay. Thing.
Have
hold
you
on.
Been tuning that guitar?
Got to put my capo on.
Okay, nice.
I'm going to do a write what you know kind of song. Remember, okay. You always had said to me, you encouraged me as a young songwriter to write what I know.
Yeah, right. Because that's his hallmark. His various breads and butters are encouragement. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
He's the dream killer.
Or that, yeah.
What have you got? Now, come
here
on.
Here we go. I had a band, wore a keyboard tie. We did our own stuff, had to deal with EMI. Now I'm teaching Stairway to Heaven to a boy who's 11 at the music store just because I'm the has-been that never was.
It's kind of sad.
It gets sadder. I wanted to act and be a big star too. I got a part on Law and Order, SVU. Now I'm a Starbucks making no bucks, all pissed off just because I'm a has-been that never was, never was. I'm a has-been that never was. I was a shock jock talking trash talk on morning radio till the FCC finally fired me for cursing on the radio. Now I'm doing overnights playing Christian music. Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. I'm the has-been that never was. Here comes the sad part.
We were hoping for the funny part.
Here comes the sad part. Write what you know. It's sad right now. I'm Patty G.
Hi, Pat.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, yes, I do.
The cop says, yeah, you're a drunk with his ass in a jam.
Ass in a jam.
You'll spend the night in jail trying to round up bail and sleeping off that buzz. You're the has-been that never was.
There you go.
Doesn't really have a happy ending.
It's not supposed to. Not all. It's not all puppy dogs and BJs.
Okay, well, now, the last time you were here, you debuted a song.
Uh-huh.
That I thought was quite interesting. You wrote it very quickly on the spot. I don't know if you've had time to expand on this, but it was based on a news story out of Daytona Beach, Florida. The story is that a developer called Minto Communities.
Mintos.
They're developing a nice community for seniors in Florida, which ordinarily would not be much of a shock.
Sure.
There are a lot of communities in Florida for seniors, except the key to this one is it's being developed with the cooperation of Jimmy Buffett and Jimmy Buffett's company, Margaritaville Holdings. And the idea is they're developing a place called Latitude Margaritaville, planning around 6,000 home sites for older residents. So a lot of those, I guess the Parrot Heads, the Jimmy Buffett fans, are aging, and now they can go live in a really cool place with old Florida Key West style architecture in Florida. And the first homes are expected to be ready to be sold about a year from now. Prices expected to range from the low 200s to the mid 300s. Hmm. So if you want to live in Jimmy Buffett land, that's the thing. Buffett, he of course, has a very successful line of restaurants. He's certainly one of the top concert grocers every year, does great concerts all summer long, usually a couple a week. One of my favorite people's in his band, Mac McAnally. But we were talking about this old folks home developed by Jimmy Buffett, and you had written a song about it on the spot. Have you had a chance to polish that baby?
Yeah, sure. I polished this baby up.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
You guys feel free to join in. Whistle at the end there would be nice. You got that whistle on you? Whatever that was.
Are we going to know how to join in? Is it?
Yeah, yeah. I have some lyrics here if you'd like to extra lyrics.
Oh, wow.
You can sing along in the chorus.
Helpful.
Josh, you have a beautiful voice. If you could sing a little harmony, that'd be nice.
Yeah, Josh, why don't you sing? You're the better singer.
He has a terrific voice. Are we all ready?
Yeah, no, this is once again the Jimmy Buffett Home for the Elderly. Okay, go ahead.
Getting a sponge bath from one of the cute staff. All of us covered in lanacane. Plugged in my CPAP. Taking a long nap. Check my leg, there's a new spider vein.
Wow!
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Come on, guys. Searching for my lost Epsom salt.
Salt! Salt! Salt!
Some people claim that it's my memory to blame. But I know. What was I talking about? I'm taking meds often to harden and soften. Waiting all day for big number two. My nurse is a beauty, a Cubano cutie. And how I got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. searching for my lost Epsom salt.
Salt! Salt! Salt!
Some people claim that it's my memory to blame. Some people claim that it's my memory to blame. Some people claim that it's memory to blame. But I don't know. What was I talking about? Blew out my walker. My roommate's a talker. Broke my hip, now I'm here all alone.
Alone!
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 There's pills in the grinder. And my nurse saw a reminder for that numbing concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost Epsom salt.
Salt! Salt!
Some people claim that it's my memory to blame, but I don't know. What was I talking about?
Margaritaville.
Retirement home.
There you go. Patty G.
You guys are great.
In honor of Jimmy Buffett's, it's a real thing, the Jimmy Buffett retirement community. It's going to happen. The first ones are going to go on sale about a year from now. Sounds like a pretty cool place.
Okay.
You and your fellow parrot heads. No one's going to make fun of you walking around in a big parrot suit there. Big toucan.
I don't think they wear parrot suits.
No, some
maybe,
do.
Maybe
very elaborate costumes.
Maybe a parrot hat. Maybe huge a hats. Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. No one dressed up like a parrot.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patty G. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on a bunch of great radio stations. Thanks for hanging out with us. Comedian Patty G is here with us, and Pat's got his guitar out. We'll be hearing from him in just a second.
All right.
Also with us in the studio, the lovely Jessica Allsman, sitting in for Christy Lee. Christy is currently sitting on a beach with her toes in the ocean.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
She made a very cute sea turtle sand castle type thing with shells and everything. I just saw it on Instagram.
Well, isn't that
so? It looks like she's able to enjoy the beach a little bit before the jellyfish attack.
And the sunburn is so bad she has to be hauled off to the hospital. Okay, good. Let's move forward here. Let's talk to Jessica for just a second. The lovely Jessica Allsman in Christy's seat. And what have you got over there?
Refilling your water bottle is an easy way to save money. Be green and mostly stay healthy, right? Well, same wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wrong!
A study by Treadmill Reviews has found that water bottles harbor huge levels of potentially harmful bacteria. In fact, researchers revealed that drinking from the average refillable bottle can be many times worse than licking your dog's toy.
Oh.
What's so weird about that?
Yeah, I think after your dog finishes with that Kong, there's nothing like licking out the rest of the peanut butter.
The researchers suggest choosing steak. Mm.
You think bong water is rough? Kong water, that's rough.
Ouch! Ouch!
So the people that are carrying around these bottles all the time, maybe
you know what? I do that. I'll take a plastic bottle and then refill it, trying just to save the environment. But the researchers say choose a stainless steel over plastic bottle.
Okay.
And not letting your half-drunk bottle sit in the bottom of your bag or back of your car for weeks. They recommend running them through the dishwasher or using a weak bleach solution to give them a wash by hand after each use.
Oh, this Gatorade tastes like bleach. Oops.
Yeah. I'm losing my vision.
Oh. Well, of course, if you don't do it, dysentery is a great way to lose weight.
Yeah.
Man. I don't have to go to the gym anymore. Can't leave. Can't be farther than 30 feet away from a toilet 24/7. But
get the stainless steel ones and keep them clean. That's what they say.
Can't even drink water right. I tried.
Good to know. Pat Godwin hanging out with us, Pat. Now grab your guitar.
Okay.
You told me this.
Jeez, I feel so used.
We had an interesting story, and you mentioned that you had done a tribute to it. This story was from I believe it was Monday over the weekend at Dodger Stadium. I guess it was the Kiss Cam caught an. There was some elderly woman apparently dancing up a storm.
Well, and then she flashed, but it was like a millisecond.
Yeah, but the crowd was going nuts. Because she was actually a pretty good dancer. I saw the video. was during the seventh inning stretch, and she flashed him.
All right.
She was kind of up there.
All right.
She was kind of up there in the stands, but
and in the age, yeah.
But her boobs made it all the way down to the dugout. That's not true. Pat, I understand you've written a tribute to this woman who's flashing at the Dodger game,
based on a comment that you had made. I thought was rather funny.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. You got the guitar up there?
Yeah.
Chuckles. Here we go. Take them out at the ball game. Show them off to the crowd. Buy me a cold beer. Check out this rack. I may be a granny, but Meemaw is stat. And they got me up on the big screen. My boobs are the hit of this game. For it's 1-2. Tatas are out. I'm a wild old dame.
Right.
Play ball!
Wild old dame.
Now, since it was a Dodger game and it was in the seventh inning, so very few people saw it because 90% of the crowd had already left to beat the traffic. If you're familiar with Chavez Ravine, yeah. And getting in and out. So anyway, kind of turning the baseball season into Mardi Gras, kind of a sweet, sweet thing. Now, we'll get back to the news desk to see what else is going on over there. What do you got?
A motorcyclist in Australia was filmed avoiding a highway toll using a simple method, reaching back and covering his license plate with his hand.
Hey, all right.
A video recorded by another traveler and posted it to Facebook showing the motorcyclist approaching the toll kiosk in the express lane, reserved for users of the e-tag, electronic toll collection system. The motorcyclist reached back with his right hand and covers his license plate to keep it from being photographed by the toll kiosk cameras. Huh. The potentially dangerous stunt split commentators, with some criticizing the man for putting himself and others in danger, while others praised him for him,
circumventing the system, huh?
Beating the system, sticking it to the man.
Giving the finger to the man.
Yeah.
Or the hand to the man.
So he's just merely reaching back and covering the plate.
You can't do that when you're driving a car.
You can't do that when you're in prison either.
Yeah.
You'll learn the difference between reaching back and a reach around. Hey, Spike.
Boy, oh boy.
Yep.
Maybe they put you in prison for that. Probably not. Maybe it'd just be a nice stiff fine.
Didn't we have a story about somebody who had one of those rotating license plates like James Bond?
Yeah, I've always wondered how that doesn't happen more.
You know?
It can't be that expensive to do.
Right?
Where it just flips, sort of like a letter on Wheel of Fortune.
Right,
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
it'd be very cool.
So you blast through the toll, and
yeah,
they just say they have the wrong plate.
Well,
not a bad idea. Probably incredible
or no plate.
Incredibly illegal.
It has to be. I've always
the thing about tolls that bothers me. There's a new one up not too far from here, and what bugs me is why don't they just do it one way?
Yeah.
I mean, most people that go over the bridge are eventually going to come back the other way. So instead of having traffic slow down both directions.
Some places do that.
Maybe just double the thing and have it just the one direction.
Hmm.
Just a thought.
They want to make sure they get everybody.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But it's also irritating when you're going, for example, driving into Chicago and there's a 10-cent toll. And then the next one's,
I don't think that one's 10
cents. Then the next one's $2.90.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you just make it three and call it a day?
Yeah, I've never understood how they're divided up like that.
And they used to have the things you could chuck your change in. Now those are gone.
Oh, really? So you actually have to stop?
That's incredible.
Who's gone through with no money?
Pat Godwin?
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
Do they make you fill out a form?
You fill out a form, you pull over. It's a lot of fun. Been there many times.
That's sad.
Who's run out of gas as an adult?
You should put that in.
Do they offer you? Do they offer you a sandwich?
Put that in your song about
the song we're trying to forget.
Dying alone in prison. Yeah. I didn't have any change for the toll booth.
Happened.
It's the exact change that gets me.
Yeah.
We had an interesting story yesterday. I wanted to read this again. I don't know if you heard this, Jessica. This might interest you. You've been to the county fair, the state fair,
absolutely,
and not as much so now. But it used to be when you'd go, they'd have the freak show. That's kind of gone into disfavor.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, really, it has.
Well, with the
for good
success
reason.
Of the March of Dimes, things like that.
Yeah.
Birth defects have been cut.
The freak show often was very sad, and it was people who had horrific problems and, some awful skin disease, and she becomes Lobster Woman. It very unpleasant.
Is there but delicious point, with drawn butter.
Is there a point to this story?
And if so, can we get to it quickly?
Well,
yesterday, we had a news story. Have you ever seen the, have you ever been to a fortune teller?
I haven't.
Oh, really?
Nope.
What?
Never.
This conversation would be a lot funnier if you said yes.
Sorry. I have actually.
I have too. Yeah.
Well, of course you have, Josh.
I never.
You told us about it.
Well, why would I say anything? I knew.
Well, no. You believe in Bigfoot, and you believe that Amelia Earhart photograph was real, but proven fake.
No.
I believe that too.
You're putting words in my mouth.
You were all over that.
I think all this stuff is interesting. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you, in any event, you have been to you went to one. You're telling us in Salem, Massachusetts. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
No, not you. Him.
Yes, that's right.
You can stop playing.
Hey, when in Rome, why not?
You know what?
She deserves a little bit of kudos for jumping right in.
No, you really. You went to a fortune teller in Salem.
Yes.
What did she tell you?
She told me that she would have to get me in the door. Because she was like, it'll be $50. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll come back. And she goes,
$50.
Yeah. I go, maybe I'll come back. And I started to walk away.
Did you tip her?
And she said, I have much to tell you about love and money. And I just turned around and went, let's do this. It worked. I
you
was
such
a sucker. She didn't really tell me anything that was applicable. It was all
you'll die with
insanely
neither.
Insanely vague and none of it. And she had a couple things wrong as well. So she's like, your last relationship, the girl's name started with M, right? And I was like, nope.
Was there an M in it?
No, there was not an M in her first or last name.
Was there a vowel?
Any letters from the first half of the alphabet in either her first or last name.
So, I was a little disappointed. I think there are some that are, you know, probably more fun.
Well, the reason I bring it up is this story is based on a video that was recently posted. It shows this old guy is a fortune teller, and he's telling a woman's fortune by cupping her breasts in his hands.
Ah!
Now, this guy is...
You'll be
now,
harassed.
This is legit.
This is a genius, this guy. The clip was posted to a video sharing site. It shows the guy holding... he's got also up right behind him is a pair of crutches, so he's got that going for him. Got the sympathy thing going. And but you know what a genius this guy is, though, really. Some woman comes in, pays him some money, and then he just sits down and puts his hands on her, under her shirt. You can see his hands under the shirt, and she's just sitting there as he's jabbering away about her life. Pervadamus. telling you the future. I don't think that's a legit one.
I think Nostra Purvis is funnier.
Yeah, go with that then. Nostra Purvis?
Nostra Purvis.
Yeah. So, Jess, obviously, if you were in that situation, would you say something?
If he said, I need to feel your breasts,
State Fair, you walk in and he goes, loosen your shirt.
I'd be like, I'm walking out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not a sucker then.
No.
Okay.
Hang on,
Josh.
I've got this one. Prude. Uptight.
Why would you? Sorry to me. Why?
Well, you threw your money away.
Oh,
did she tell you
I
you're going to be wasteful with your money?
$50. Yeah, did you tip
probably
her?
Did she say you will continue to be gullible throughout your life?
I honestly don't remember if I tipped her.
I hope not.
Isn't 50 enough? How long were you in there?
20 minutes, maybe. Half an hour.
Oh, man.
Isn't her time worth something?
Not really when she's just making stuff up.
What did she look like?
She was sort of Stevie Nicks-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
A lot of layers of
frilly lace. I mean, she looked she definitely was dressed for the part.
Coked out, puffy?
She was puffy. I don't know if she was coked out.
That's not late 70s, Stevie. let's move on with another song. Patty G's got his guitar out. Did you have something else you wanted to do? You want to do one of the classics?
Sure. What do you want me to do?
Well,
I've been on 8 of the best of Bob and Tom albums. You want to pick something?
Well, sure.
That seems high.
I'm not sure this is on there.
True.
As you know, U2 is touring, and U2 is they're doing their tribute to the great album, The Joshua Tree, doing pretty much big venues all over the world, and they'll be maybe coming to a city near you this summer. You had a great tribute to Bono.
Yeah.
Who
you ask me to do every time, and I'd be glad
to
do it.
I love this song.
Not on a Bob and Tom album.
It underscores his incredible level of being pretentious. But go for it.
Bono is very pompous, very preachy. He's got the sunglasses on. He's indoors. The rainforest, you know. Just sing. I mean, at this point, though, when he sings, he could take any song and make it sound like an anthem. Bono taking any song and making it sound very special. There was a farmer
who had a dog. Oh, and Bingo was his name. Oh, 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 oh. Singing bee. Mo-bia. This one's for all the dogs in shelters. Snoopy, hang on. Scooby-Doo, where are you?
I'm winded.
Yeah, lighten up, Bono. Do Bapa Umama or something. Just do something that isn't all serious and pretentious. Now, we have Chick McGee across the way at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. Interesting story in the world of sports. A huge fight coming up in which a traditional boxer will be taking on a champion in a different world, but it's boxing rules, and they had a press conference earlier this week, and people didn't notice at first that Conor McGregor was wearing a beautiful custom suit, pinstripe suit, but the pinstripes actually said F-U,
yeah,
fully written out over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
And like Jessica pointed out, you wouldn't necessarily know this until you got close enough to tell.
Very subtle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is fairly subtle for what it is, yes.
But apparently, and as I said earlier, he's, of course, Irish.
Yeah.
And that's the Gaelic term for hello. Oh, sorry, Matt.
Conor McGregor had a pinstripe suit that said, F you.
Oh, I like that one. Nice and short.
I was ready.
Anything else in sports, Chick?
What? Fidget spinner. What else in news, Jessica?
Oh, well, thanks go. For asking. Mm-hmm.
Another song, perhaps, Pat?
No. My favorite news story of the day involves the courts. And this story was out. It was around a few years ago, but it's back in the court. And I don't know if you remember this. This involves some kind of monkey taking a selfie.
Really?
Remember this professional photographer gives his camera to this monkey.
Yeah.
The monkey takes a picture of himself. Because the monkey doesn't know what's going on. So then this photographer is selling the photographs, and now PETA is claiming that the monkey owns the pictures.
Oh! Was it PETA Tork?
What?
Oh, nice. Nice.
That's all I get?
This is real. This is in a federal court right now, and it's...
At one point, PETA had to have done good for somebody. Now they are just awful.
Do you have the actual story over there?
Yeah. Following a lawsuit over a monkey selfie, a federal appeals court heard arguments on whether an animal can hold a copyright to selfie photos. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals sued photographer David Slater for copyright infringement after he published a photo of a crested
macaque
named Naruto.
Hey, Chick, you see that? See macaque over at the zoo?
Yeah, I'm sending out pictures of macaque.
Macaque everywhere.
That was macaque at the zoo, huh?
It's like a macaque
so
party.
Smart it can take a picture of itself.
Yeah, the girls dig the pictures of a macaque. You ever got a picture of macaque, Jess?
Macaque is
smart. Check out macaque here.
The macaque.
That one was a little, sorry. Whoa, that was a little,
I think you're missing the exposition or something in there.
Yeah, yeah.
We're coming. We'll revisit this when we return.
Back?
We're hanging out with comedian Pat Godwin. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Hanging out with comedian Pat Godwin. Pat's got his guitar out. We'll be hearing from Pat in just a second.
All right.
Oh, we have that's Chick McGee with the whistle. Now, Josh.
Don't forget too.
Yeah.
We haven't really violated any of the rules that are handed down by HR, but let's just say... You were looking around the room, and you saw the lovely Jessica Alsman sitting next to you, and when you walked in this morning, how do you respond to Jessica when you see her for the first time in the morning?
I try to be complimentary and nice.
Certainly, you're gentlemanly.
So you're right. Like right now, she's sitting to my left, and if I were to turn to her and... You know, maybe hey, Jessica. So you're sitting in for Christy.
I'm setting fire to a cartoon.
My favorite part of that is the wolf is hitting himself in the head.
Yeah.
Because he just can't stand it.
In the cartoon. Yeah, don't behave that way at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, did you feel complimented at all?
I did. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Not really. Now, before we get back.
And how about the ladies in HR? Aren't they hot? Josh?
Yeah, they are hot, yeah. Especially that top-heavy one.
Oh. Juanita? Is that Juanita?
That one broad. Yeah, she's yeah. Something.
I think she's
got like silver
she's
dollar.
Some kind of Hispanic. I don't remember. But
pepperoni size.
Man, she's probably about, I don't know, 48, 49. I'll ask her how old she is next time I see her.
Thank you.
How much do you think she weighs?
Probably about 140.
Yeah,
she likes,
you know, what size
some meat
you
on the
wear?
Bones. Yeah,
what's your little, bra yeah. size?
Oh, oh, something you can hold on to.
Can we move on?
I'm sorry.
Just hand her a bra and go. This is, hand her a bra and go. I'm a doctor. Have this filled. Yeah, something like that. That's how you meet ladies. Filled.
Yep.
The point is, what were we talking about that was
That's
bothering
great...
me? Oh. This is a genuine court case about a monkey. This monkey was handed a camera and started taking pictures and by a photographer named David Slater. Now, he's being sued by the PETA people, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, claiming that the monkey owns the copyrights to the pictures. This is actually legitimately in front of the 9th U.S. District Court.
I couldn't hate this more.
The animal, I'm trying to read this, is called a crested macaque.
A crested?
No, it's a macaque.
Macaque?
Macaque. Yeah.
Macaque.
So you seen the crest on macaque?
Check out macaque.
That's a crazy, that macaque, it's crazy looking.
It's yeah, wicked.
Macaque has a name.
It's a wicked macaque.
Go ahead.
Macaque's wicked, yeah.
Go ahead.
He took pictures. Ever send pictures?
Naruto.
Send pictures of macaque to...
Did I send a picture of macaque?
Hey, Alzie, macaque picture's pretty good.
How could this be in front of it? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Does the... Oh, God.
So last year, a federal judge ruled against PETA, saying Naruto lacked the right to sue because there was no indication that Congress intended to extend copyright protection to animals.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, please don't waste your time on that. We have other things that need doing. Yeah.
I'll tell you who needs a lawyer is the estate of Harambe. They're going to be owed some bananas. What do you mean you killed them? What?
The PETA attorney, David Schwartz, he's arguing that Naruto is the author of the photograph. So, yeah, there's another hearing.
So dumb.
Oh, boy.
This is legitimately in front of the court.
Yeah.
PETA, at one time you were probably good. Get your act together. Knock this crap off.
Ugh. Here's a picture of the monkey in court in a suit carrying a Bible. Right away, I'm thinking guilty.
really dressing him up.
That's his court suit.
The dead giveaway. Yeah.
Wow, this is ridiculous. Even if they award the copyright to the monkey, he'd probably give it up for two bananas.
Yeah, of course.
So you know the rights to all the Beatles songs? Well, you buy them from Michael Jackson, I'll give you three bananas for them. Oh, thanks. If a macaque in the jungle,
macaque in the jungle, they're larger, right?
It's pronounced macaque, right? Or is it
macaque?
Boy. It's macaque?
Macaque.
Not macaque?
No. You with the accent.
No, come back to macaque. Not
macaque.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
I think if you're
right.
In Boston, macaque. It's wicked macaque.
Macaque.
But this is so ridiculous.
We're killing Christopher over here with macaque talk.
If a selfie is taken in a jungle by a macaque... and there's no one there to see it. Does it have to?
Is there really a picture of macaque?
Does it stand up?
How can a macaque take a picture of macaque? This sounds like who's on first for macaques?
Your Honor, this court is out of order.
You're all out of
You're
order.
All out of macaques. Put
some pants. Your Honor, macaques.
Put some pants on that. I don't want to see
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
Put some pants on
that. Macaque's got macaque out.
Got macaque hanging out here at the court.
God, that's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Don't the courts have enough to deal with right now? They're dealing with some monkey with a camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if the monkey dies, who owns the rights then after that? Like, who does it pass down to? The baby monkey?
Riding on a pig? I think it would be baby a monkey's monkey? Uncle.
That's nice.
Now, Josh, you'll like this. It says here that this macaque, the monkey whose name is...
That's macaque, right?
Macaque. This monkey actually has photographs of Amelia Earhart in a Japanese prison camp.
Is that right?
In 1942.
What was that?
I believe it.
Let's move on here. Now...
Monkey wouldn't lie to me.
Yes, Pat Godwin has his guitar out.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm ready to go.
Patty G. This is a song from Days Gone By.
Sure.
What is it now?
I've never done this second time. I did this once on your show.
How did it go over?
Yeah. Well, it was on an album, so I think it went over pretty well.
I know another one you're never going to do again. Well,
you take your chances in life. You got to throw a lot of poop at the wall, see what sticks.
Macaque. You never know, right?
You never know.
You don't know.
You think Elton John wrote your song and went, oh, that's terrific. No, he didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. Now, is this one Elton John parody?
No.
Okay, so what is this?
This is Voices in My Head, and if you'd like to play the part of the voices as the song goes on, you're more than welcome to tease me.
The voices are talking to you?
Yeah, sure. Just let the song. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go.
Take all the joke out of it.
I'm sorry. I'm just assuming that.
I may have to stand for this one. All right. Are you ready? I'm seeing somebody. Voices in my head told me that I love you. The voices in my head said you love me too. Yes, they do. You know they're always right, so I'm listening tonight to the voices in my head. Yeah, the voices in my head said we'll always be together. So I got your name tattooed in flaming red on my forehead. They come in crystal clear, but my doctor, he can't hear the voices in my head. Yeah, the voices in my head said to stop my medication. The voices in my head said to jump the wall and run and buy a gun. You know they're always right, so I won't put up a fight with the voices in my head.
Voices in your head.
Voices in my head.
Voices in your head.
Go to the bridge. What? Go to the bridge. What? Go to the bridge.
Take it out. Take it out. Take it out.
I see you on TV, and the voices are telling me that you want me and you need me, and your boyfriend should be dead and gone. It's a little severe, don't you think? Kill, 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 kill. The voices in my head said to break in your apartment and hide under the bed, 'cause your love was just a lie. You too must die. So tonight I'll stalk, and you're going to look at my voices in my head.
Yeah.
The voices in my head.
The voices in my head.
Voices in my head. Josh, let me hear you.
The voices in your head.
All right, everybody now.
The voices in your head.
Just the right side. Single parents. The voices in my head.
Wow.
Woo!
All right. It's another happy ending. Nice. All of a sudden it's on CSI. Okay, thank you very much. Now, we are going to come back with more from Pat Godwin. We have the lovely Jessica Alsman right there. And... the prediction is that we'll be hearing from comedian Al Jackson, our West Coast correspondent. This is the Bob and Tom Show.